Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you today on the 27th of August 2022. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing challenges faced by women who say power cuts have worsened in the country amidst water shortages. But first, a look at what is happening in the U.S. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz accepted his party nomination as vice president during the third day of Democratic National Convention. VOA Midwest correspondent Kate Farabaugh has more from Chicago.
Opening the third day of Democrats' National Convention in Chicago, U.S. Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey outlined the night's theme.
Welcome to night three, and tonight is about freedom.
While some of the programming provided speakers opportunities to address topics including reproductive rights, environmental issues, and border security, much of the messaging focused on what Democrats say is the choice in the November election.
Kamala Harris for the people. And the other guy who's proved even more than the first go around that he's about me, myself, and I.
Former President Bill Clinton was one of the most anticipated speakers of the evening. Clinton, who has attended every convention for Democrats since 1972, drew from his own experience in the White House to explain why he believes Vice President Kamala Harris is the best choice for president.
Kamala Harris will work to solve our problems, seize our opportunities, ease our fears, and make sure every single American, however they vote, has a chance to chase their dreams.
But the key moment for Democrats was hearing from Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who accepted his party's nomination as vice president.
It's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for vice president of the United States.
For many in the crowd and those watching the convention around the country, Walz's speech was a sort of introduction.
Now, I grew up in Butte, Nebraska, a town of 400 people. I had 24 kids in my high school class, and none of them went to Yale. But I'll tell you what, growing up in a small town like that, you learn how to take care of each other.
Walz, a military veteran, former teacher, and American high school football and basketball coach, highlighted how these parts of his personal biography prepared him for a life in politics.
But it was those players and my students who inspired me to run for Congress. They saw in me what I had hoped to instill in them, a commitment to the common good, an understanding that we're all in this together, and the belief that a single person can make a real difference for their neighbors.
As the final speaker, Walz punctuated the freedom theme of the night.
But when we Democrats talk about freedom, we mean the freedom to make a better life for yourself and the people that you love. Freedom to make your own health care decisions. And yeah, your kids' freedom to go to school without worrying about being shot dead in the hall.
Democrats wrap up this convention on Thursday evening with a marquee moment, the acceptance speech of the party's nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Thank you there, Kane. As women in South Africa round up their activities of celebrating August, recognized as the Women's Month in South Africa, Zimbabwean women staying in that country say life has become unbearable as challenges of documentation have left them vulnerable, leaving them unemployable and not able to walk freely on the streets. Tuso Kumalo reports from Johannesburg in South Africa.
Abesifazane laba abasebenza njalo abahlala kwele South Africa bathi kubo izililo zodwa ngesikhathi kuthakazelelwa inyanga yabomama. Owesifazane weZimbabwe unkosazana Pamela Ncube uthi sebephila njengaboma bona bulawe indawo zonke.
So besicela ukuthi sisupportaneni labahlukunyezwayo because ukuhlukunyezwa ngapha la ngapha ungahlali ma uhlukunyezwa hlobo zami into engayisho kubo mama because hey siyasaba la ukuphumela la ngaphandle khona kunzima kodwa masibambele ezimbokodo hayi kuba lula njalo ibona ukuthi asoba lapha so ngesifiso sesefisa ukuthi ngabe kuyalunga yazi uyefika sefu kini le nje ukuthi ekhaya kithi eZimbabwe ufile sefu la lapha hayi asiko safe at all uhamba estradeni suthathele ifoni uhamba sudujuliwe this lokho lalokho so vele ku too much kugcwele ngapha langapha hayi asikwazi lokuthi siphebe langa la khona le sizothi hayi sokuhlukunyezwa so hayi angazi uNkulunkulu nguye osongangenela
unkosikazi Sithandile Dliwayo uthi nani lezehlakalo zokudlengulwa lokubulawa kwabomama sekusenza bahambe bethithibele
kakhulukazi thina esizela amantombazana kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba noma uhleli nje noma umntana wakho uthi uyamthuma uthi kahambe esitolo kubuhlungu noma ephenduka nje uyathandaza kuNkulunkulu uthi ngiyabonga ufike ephephile ngoba manje akusalunganga uyahlangana lo muntu wesilisa amnikeze ndo 2 rand amtshela ukuthi umalume hoza mayifika ngale yamdlengula umntwana. Umntwana mayifika ngapha sometimes uthi ehambe e-report abafuna ama-proof. Sometimes uthola ukuthi umntwana se-ratio sebuliwe. Akula manje baba-rapper babakhathe bayenzeni akusazi ukuthi wenze njani uma umuntu esifazana. Ene noma uthi azama ukuthi ulwisane lakho yabona uma umuntu wangaphandle i-case yakho nje ifana lomlilo wamaphepha kuhlungu kakhulu.
Unkosazana Langelihle Sibanda uthi baphakathi kwetshe lembokoto.
Nabo babesihlala nabezindlini ngabangaphenduka izilwane. Kodwa babe yiba ama protectors ethu. Isikhathe esiningi angale siyajola kodwa umjolo usuka usukele kibo kubo baba. Umuntu uhluleka ukusupporta financially, emotionally and physically. Ubusuthola omunye umuntu ngaphandle ozokwakuthi ukuphatha kahle. Angithi ukuthi ku right. But obaba esihlala nabezindlini, kaba be yiba basivikelayo ukuze siuqede la lo mjolo khona ngaphandle.
Kodwa kumphathi ntambo bona ngokuhlelwa kwezidingo zomphakathi ofisini kaMongameli. Unkosikazi Maropene Ramakhuba uthi kufanele abeZimbabwe laba badinga amaphepha aqondileyo ukuze uhulumende abagoqele enhlelweni zezidingo zempilo. Kodwa kabesifazane laba bathi njengoba ukutholakala kwamaphepha la kulukhuni okwempi yengidi lelahle sekusezandleni zikamvela ingqanga ukusho ukuthi ziyowelaphi induku lobhaxako. Imele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa inguthuso Khumalo.
Viva bomama viva
viva
viva ngembokodo viva
viva
phansi ngabahlukumezayo phansi
phansi.
With that, let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, residents and business operators say they are facing challenges as power outages have increased in the country. Government has said water levels are low to generate power from Kariba and Wangethemal power stations, among other challenges. On Wange, the government says it is securing the country's power generation capacity After commissioning the Dega upgradation project, which is expected to ensure reliable water supplies for Wange, the country's largest coal-fired power plant from the Zambezi River, according to state media. Exim Bank of India reportedly funded the project through a US $48.1 million credit line to ensure the extended Wange Power Station Units 7 and 8 have adequate water for boilers and cooling, with an extra supply for the local Dega community. Meanwhile, residents in most towns across the country also complain of water shortages. To discuss the topic in depth, we are joined by Mrs. Constance Shumba, head of the Women's Desk in the Harare Residence Trust, and Councillor Kalazani Ndlovu, chairperson of the Water Committee at the Bulawayo City Council. We'll start with you, Mrs. Shumba. May you explain the electricity and water challenges in the capital and how women are facing these challenges? Over to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. I think maybe in Harare, we are the residents are facing a lot of challenges on power cuts and water shortages in Harare. So for the past 2 weeks, people were, I think for the past 1 week during the SADC summit, people were very happy because the electricity everywhere and people were very happy. So after this SADC summit, people were going back to their day-to-day thing, which they say is 12 hours, they are facing 12 hours. Power cuts in Harare. So we are seeing that residents are facing a lot of challenges, especially the women. They are facing a lot of challenges when there is no electricity. We say that it's a workload. It's an increased workload to the women when there's no electricity. The women have to rely on manual methods for the task of cooking and cleaning in their households, which eventually put an increased workload to them. We are seeing that a lot of people, because of the economic hardships in Harare, other people collect plastic containers of food, milk, food, trying to make fire to cook fire to doing day to day things which are needed in the household, which means electricity. The limitation of not accessing line accessing power. It also there's also a challenge of lightning, which is a very big challenge to the big challenge the women. What I'm saying is our coverage of numbers. The first challenge is power no famba mabima. So people will be using like their candles, they will be using small lights in their household. So the lights to flash out outside their yards, there will be no those lights. And also there's also the challenge of those who are on education, especially when it comes to buying sugar, wire, medication, now we don't have any material. But because of the power cuts, it means there's no refrigerators working. So it's not going to be a challenge. When you are one of them, end up using medication is still in the refrigerator sometimes. And also those who are in labor, you find it in my community, the minor clinics, the minor polyclinics. But although the city council is installed the solar panels, you find it in my community, polyclinics, solar panels, the batteries were stolen. You wonder why it's
Thank you so much. We'll come to you, back to you, Mrs. Shumbat, for the other challenge. Coming to you, Councillor Ndlovu, we have heard what Mrs. Shumbat is saying, they're outlining challenges in Harare. Yes, as Kuluma ngesiNdebele ungathi kulohlupho olufanayo yini kobulawayo izakhamizi zingabe zibhekane lohlupho olufanayo sesikhangela amanzi ukucitshwa amahlakana kwamagetsi njalo lenzani njengecouncil.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu njani balaleli. Ayingimuzikokali ibingane network yakhe ayenzi kahle kodwa ke yevazile. Ama-challenges amanye kade ngiwakhikha ayasanda acisha afani ngokwasiza ilizwe liyi-one. Ukucishwa kwamagetsi okwenzakalayo phakathi kwelizwe nokuswelakala kwamanzi kusuka kube ngama-challenges kakhulu kubomama. Especially ubomama amanzi i-sanitization ukugeza ukugezisa ama-vegetables emfikeni ngoba inayo kuzananzelela ukuthi insika kithi zezi-informal retail stores itshophawumbe phambi kwezindlu zethu angithi yiyo indlela ezimbabwe siyi-raiza ngayo i-economy kumbe emakhethi e-town abanye be-raiza be-prefeze yalapho abathola khona imali. So esikhathini esiningi nxa kusele be-prefe ukuthi nxa kuyangena efrijini for example amatamatisi but because amagesi ahlala eqinile ngibona irana isimo yenzakala kakhulu bomama ngoba yibo abatholakala kakhulu kulezo zindawo zokuthengisa emfikeni. Amanzi njengawo ayi-challenge aseka athola i-advantage mhlawumbe babhode batshontsha amamitha lana nxa betshontsha amamitha lana umuntu oba moti affected afikile i-120 hour shedding ekhona kobulawayo ngoba vele kungena amanzi. Umuntu oba affected kakhulu ngelitha liyani etshontshiweyo ngumama ngoba amanzi ngiye sakwazi ukuphuma ukuzaprenta ukuthi avalele laphana nemali yakhe yomsikalo ukuthi ayineliswe ukuthenga enye imitha ayilise. Again indaba yamanzi ihlukuluza kakhulu abantwana abangamantombazana amayethi ngiyakhangela abasakhulayo bagcina befunda imikhuba engekhulu kwabanye abantwana ngathi peer pressure kwabanye abantwana lapho abarethisa khona amanzi izeluleko ezinzi ngisayi ukuthi bawawoka maybe isense siyalanda lawo manzi upon going there bayabe-abuse or maybe behamba bekhonjiswa mhlawumbe lesikhathi singakafiki umntwana afundele khonapho ukuthi kumele umuntu uyakhonjiswa ngoba uyakhomba baba-exposed because esikhathini esiningi ilizwe linzima phila i-economy umama sitshona sithanda sidinga ukuthi ntambama kudliweni then umntwana oyinkazana because of our patria yakhe i-system umntwana oyinkazana sokumele akhangele imsebenzi yasendlini agijima edinga amanzi abuye ekline athi ugcina esiba kumandela then imikhuba le ibe lula ukuthi ayithathe ayifunda phandle isiphenduka-ke isilumatha iphambanisa the society. Also umntwana ugcina ekhathala ezifundeni zakhe agcine esesiba phansi ngonanzela ukuthi phela esikhathini esinengenziwa ngabantwana abangamankazana yinto esibagquma ukuthi bebe ngomama omama imbokodo zakusasa begcina bengasebaqini which is our generation and our ema-96 abasenapower yokuzimela because isikhathi esiningi sebesichitha ngalolu dubo esinalo lwamanzi udubo lwamagesi bedinga inkuni especially lapha kuwatheni kule ndawo ngapha e-Richmond eziporweni la and khonapho balula futhi ukuthi badlwengule ngababobaba kumbe ngithi ngabafana baye bezihambela besenza kwateva nxa behlangana nabantwana abangamantombazana beqabula inkuni.
Yenza kubamba umlomo khonapho sathi sesibuyela kuukuthi usitshele ukuthi liyenzani njengekhansili khonapho ukuthi liqede lolo hlupho. And it's interesting that we see that the women in both the cities are facing same problems, probably throughout the country too, and they are exposed to, young girls are exposed to sexual advances or even sexual violence while they look for firewood and while they go to fetch some water, usually from unhygienic sources. Yes, and we're coming back to you, Mrs. Shumba. You were about to delve into other challenges faced by women in Harare. You can go ahead, in Shona.
Okay. Besides my power cuts, I was talking about my issues for fashion stage. And also in but at the same time, in the Harare suburbs, you find that one of my communities, and I want to put one of my people end up fetching water from my shallow wells in Jimbo, the Snap, Utano, Akako, Akanaka. We could even work on the and also one work at Cheramboa is a business. Eight, one hour in the water. apa iye anenge achida sadzana nopisa but sadzana biko kuma 6 vana vasati vaita se vana vafuna kuzonokanisirwa kuti kuma 7 8 vana vanovaranika zvakare vanhu vava vanyashika sadzana toni because hapana ine
soso. We'll come back to you again, Mrs. Shumba. Thank you so much for that. You hear today, Mrs. Shumba, with her, especially the last part of her contribution, where she says these power cuts can also lead to domestic violence because some men, husbands, will come late at night and they want hot food. If you tell them there was no electricity and you don't have firewood to make the fire, they are angry at you. That is, it may sound unreasonable, but women do face such challenges. Yes, coming to you, Councillor Ndlovu, as the local authority, how are you addressing the water shortages? And on the power cuts, have you engaged stakeholders? How do you explain these problems to your communities? Yes, but have you met stakeholders as far as electricity is concerned? Are you part of the meetings too?
Yes.
Okay. You can go ahead.
Yebo
ke sisiza kubamba umlomo khonapho siyaxolisa Councillor isikhathi asenelisi ukuthi siqhubeke besithanda ukuzwa sithi kwenzakalani but we'll give this last minute to Mrs. Constance Shumba to say your last word. So you have about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, I think isusu seharare distrust tiri kukurudzira makanzuru especially the Harare Council to upgrade its infrastructure yeku Morton Jeffrey so that inokwanisa kucater for everyone kuti awane access to water and also tiri kuita ma engagement meetings in the community to also do water conservation and involve them in the water management so that one can manage the communities, especially on those boards, to put some committees and manage the boards.
Thank you so much. That was Mrs. Constance Shumba of the Women Desk at the Harare Resident Trust. And earlier on, you heard from Councillor Kalazani Ndlovu of Ward 10 and Tumbane, who's also the Water Chair Committee. Signing off, I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.